Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. My name is Stephen Childs. Much of my inner experience is one of telepathic communication. And I don't know if it's lies or if it's truth or it's possibly either one. Like, I will hear. It's as if I hear something said by said telepathically by some particular person, and the illusion is that they know that they're communicating this telepathic communication, but in reality, I don't think it's even happening with them. But there's a correlation with what they're doing. So it appears that it's really them communicating. So my speculation is that there's an underlying unifying mind within the human mind. So I'm going to speculate that that's extraterrestrial. So that the extraterrestrials can tell me, as for example, a number sequence, 3, 2, 1, and then they can tell someone else that I can see to hold up three fingers, and so, or for some reason, they hold up three fingers. Another person holds up two fingers, and another person holds up one finger. And the people that are holding up their fingers that have no idea that I was told the number sequence 3, 2, 1 in my mind. So it's like that. And it's like, it's baffling. It's hard to understand. But I can't deny that I'm experiencing a telepathic connection with all humans of some kind. And I resist talking about this because if I'm going to base my position on something that I can't prove, is it even worth talking about? So I think a lot of people might have some kind of strange telepathic experience, but they avoid talking about it because there's no way for them to prove anything. I was talking with a new friend I met that shares, I'm bipolar and this particular person is schizophrenic, and so I can talk with him in a way that I can't talk with people that don't experience unordinary things. Like, I says, do you think your brain, your own mind creates the voices or the hallucinations, or do you think some other mind creates it? And he says, well, I'm pretty sure it's Satan that causes it. So it's like what he called, he's very Christian, so he calls it Satan. The mind that causes his schizophrenia is Satan. And it causes the hallucinations. And when he listens to what they have to say, he always ends up with a negative experience. So he totally ignores them. Like the man they made the movie Beautiful Mind about, he's a mathematician, and I heard him being interviewed, nothing to do with the movie. But he explained how he decided that those other minds simply don't exist. So in his his definition, they're non-existent things happening in his mind. They have no reality. He just completely denies them any existence whatsoever. And so he was able to function in spite of hearing these other minds. Now, my experience is one that has been given to me through dream, and I became very interested in Carl Jung and his interpretation of dreams. And Carl Jung, it's claimed that he cured himself of schizophrenia. So he went into the depression, and when he wrote the Red Book, and he came up with the idea of the archetypes and active imagination, so that he's telling people to communicate with whatever wants to communicate with you in your own mind. And people use, like, they write down the responses that they're retrieving from somewhere in the universe, whether it's some other mind or their own mind conjures it up. So the book I read that's explaining this technique, it had a warning, like, don't do this unless you're familiar with it and you know someone who can help you, because the nature of the mind in this area of active imagination is, it's very powerful, and you're at risk. It's like when you open up the door to hearing these other minds, people can get in trouble from what happens next. All right, so I'm realizing I'm being betrayed by religion and people's God, and I'm not in agreement, and this happened within my family, because all of my family is in a religion except for me, because I'm the one that stopped believing it. And that put me in a position to be, I was already in the role of like a scapegoat, or the problem, the identified problem of the family. this role development, it's been learned about through family systems. And I was sent to a therapist because of a conflict with my family, my brothers, and I could see how they had turned against me. I felt betrayed and cheated, lied to, exploited, dominated. They were attempting to stop me from arguing with them. They were trying to shut me up. So one thing leads to another, and this power structure in the world that's based on this religion and a belief in a God results in me having, I had this premonition that the religion was going to take my child away. And that's what happened. And I was in so much emotional pain, I had a vision in a meditation. I was told to declare war. And so I did. And I'm not given any information on how to fight the war, just that be in a war about this. So I decided, okay, I will be in a war about it. Declare war. And I said, okay, I declare war. And she was like, in my dream, she was like a middle to older, middle-aged or older woman. No particular features, just, she was just wearing white, black hair. And she told me to declare war because of how much suffering I was going through. this suffering continued from my perceived attack upon me by the other people that were organized telepathically by this network of this other mind. And so I define them as being puppets of a puppet master, the other people. And they were trying to get me to give up. And I was in incredibly severe emotional distress. And I had a dream. These higher beings, the ones that told me to declare war, and they told me, they asked me a question. Do you want to destroy everything to make all this so this stop? Because I'm like complaining. I don't want anybody to have to go through this, what I'm going through. So they said, do you want to destroy everything? Push button A to destroy everything. And so I thought, you know, if that's the only way to make it stop so that it doesn't happen to someone else, yes. So I pushed button A several times. I thought about it for 20 seconds and I decided I would choose to have everything destroyed rather than have anyone go through this kind of abuse that I'm going through. And just before I made this recording, this podcast, I heard with this telepathic communication that people are not to anger me. Do not make him mad, they said. Because somebody I know is informing a friend of mine that I grew up with, is informing them that the extraterrestrials will indeed destroy us. Planet Earth, I suspect. The humans. And so I keep asking for help from these higher beings that have given me these dreams and visions that I'm in a godlike role on planet Earth and I'm being betrayed by the other humans. And they are the ones that put me in the godlike role. It's their doing. And so I keep asking them for help. I'm told to declare war. How am I supposed to fight a war? And so, I was just told, telepathically, that they may very well destroy the human species. Thanks for listening. So I want to add some thoughts to what I already said after the recording finished playing, and I realized that because I recorded it, the conflict, this telepathic conflict that I'm having with others around me, it's a carryover from earlier today, where I stopped some unwanted sexual advances. I drew a boundary, and he will not stop. He will not stop tormenting me. And so after I made this video, he's completely stopped. I've tried to record him through the wall before, and it doesn't come out like what I'm hearing internally. So I'm not sure what he's actually saying. But it doesn't matter what he's saying
is what matters, is he shut up. Finally, he shut up after I made this video about they will destroy all of humanity. Thank you for listening.